And now for today's feature. A Mount Allison researcher has launched a study into neurological disorders in New Brunswick. Like many New Brunswickers, math and computer science professor Matt Betty was closely following the story of the province's so-called mystery brain disease, which first entered public awareness just over a year ago. In March 2021, New Brunswick Public Health issued a memo to physicians in the province describing symptoms of a possible new neurological disorder. But then by the summer, the province had capped the number of cases being considered and closed down previous collaborative efforts with the Public Health Agency of Canada. Instead, the Department of Health struck an oversight committee made up of New Brunswick neurologists to review the 48 cases reported to date and also began a survey of the patients involved. The results of that survey were released in October 2021 and cast doubt on the existence of the new disease. That's when Matt Betty started to wonder if his research methods might be able to cast some light on the question. Betty was not impressed with the quantity and quality of the surveys conducted in 2021, so he began the process of setting up his own independent study, one that would cast a wider net beyond the 34 cases explored by public health. And that study is now live and collecting data. Betty is looking for participation from anyone in New Brunswick or anyone that has spent significant time in New Brunswick, and he's particularly looking for those that have or are suspected to have a neurological condition, or those who are experiencing various neurological symptoms. Betty's study represents one more chance for some of the people experiencing unknown or unexplained neurological symptoms in the province to get closer to an answer. CHMA spoke with him last month, shortly after Public Health released its final report on New Brunswick's mystery disease, concluding that no such syndrome exists in New Brunswick. But just as with previous reports published by the province, Betty finds a lack of evidence to support the conclusions.
I've spoken before about the qualms I have with their epidemiological study, but this report in particular, I took a little umbrage with the fact that, you know, they list, they state that, you know, there's a list of symptoms and none of the patients fit all of the symptoms. And they use that as evidence to draw their conclusion, which is shaky at best, because I would challenge anyone to find a human being who is a literal textbook example of a disease, any disease, and who fits or who shows all symptoms at one time. Most people who get diagnosed with something do not show all the symptoms of that thing in general. We've spent 2 years dealing with COVID, where anything from a runny nose all the way up to feeling lethargic to losing your sense of taste and smell could all point to you having COVID. And it's unlikely that somebody has every single symptom of COVID at one time. So it really seems like a baseless piece of evidence. And if they're drawing conclusions based on evidence like that, I don't see how they can be confident in those conclusions when you can't be confident in that evidence.
Betty hopes to reach much larger numbers of people with his exploratory study and will survey more people about more of their life history in hopes of identifying a pattern if there is one.
You know, I have my own hypotheses that I'm hoping to test in the future. Once I get data and I get rolling, I don't want to overplay my hand here. But, you know, just in my own work, my own research, looking around, there is a lot of medical research on something called functional neurological disorders. And they are, it's basically a set of symptoms, neurological or movement-based, which is generally neurological in nature, that have no known cause. So it's not like this is a completely unknown problem. This has been observed. Like, studies have been done. The U.S. military has done a really large study on people in the military with regards to functional neurological disorders, where there's no known cause. The symptoms and the presentation doesn't quite fit with any known disease. And yet, you know, there's no denying it exists.
Betty is surprised that the reports coming from New Brunswick Public Health on the mystery brain disease have not mentioned functional neurological disorder, or FND.
While, you know, this idea of a functional neurological disorder is a non-answer in terms of causes, in terms of, you know, answers, the concrete answers, while this is, it's a non-starter in that sense, it does take away the uniqueness of this problem. It puts it in the larger global context where this has been observed before in other populations. And, you know, I see it in the context of this may be a case of a cluster of these functional neurological disorders that we don't know the cause of, but that just gives us an opportunity to study and maybe come up with potential causes for what we see. I was very surprised to not see any mention of this in the New Brunswick government's report. It seems like they would stretch to the ends of the earth to find a diagnosis, but there's this observable phenomenon staring them right in the face in the scientific literature that nobody seemed to look at. And it really makes me question what the motives were. Were the motives getting at the truth? Because like I said, it took me maybe 45 minutes to get to the edge of this rabbit hole. And then obviously you see it and it looks like there's some promise there, and I jumped down.
CHMA reached out to the Department of Health last Wednesday for comment on the key concerns raised by Betty, but the department has yet to provide a response. Betty is realistic about his study, acknowledging it may not yield the clear answer that many are seeking when it comes to identifying the cause of the unexplained neurological symptoms being experienced by a number of New Brunswickers. But he says there is work to be done.
When you're kind of venturing into the unknown, that's what happens. There's no promise of coming out on the other end with answers. The only thing that can be promised by taking a rigorous scientific approach to studying these anomalous phenomena that we see is that we can, with confidence, rule things out as impossible or rule things in as probable. You know, there's no silver bullet, usually. Those aha moments in science where, you know, everything falls into place and everything makes sense, those are rare. Science happens in baby steps. And every little bit helps when you know nothing.
That's Mount A math and computer science professor Matthew Betty, who specializes in modeling infectious diseases. Betty's new study on neurological disorders in New Brunswick is live now. The study is looking for people who have spent considerable amounts of time in New Brunswick over the past 20 years, and more specifically, who may have either a diagnosed neurological condition or are experiencing symptoms ranging from confusion to memory issues to persistent headaches. To participate or find out more, people can email mbetty@mounta.ca, mbetti@mta.ca, with the subject line NB disease.